time to go to work, baby.
Oh, tell me it isn't.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Program you're about to hear all slap on fun outs with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to law, the church, of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WRDK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Nah, this show ain't no good.
If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right place. If you're looking for trouble, look right in my face. I was born standing up and talking back. My daddy was a green eyed mountain jack because I'm evil. My middle name is Louie. Well, I'm evil.
Wait a minute, man. Wait a minute.
Everybody's entitled to one stupid ass mistake.
Everywhere.
The king is in the house!
Make a friend? It's just a start. Yeah. Okay. I'm still on stage. I'm on stage, man.
Huh? You have it on the screen. Fine. Why do you need to
play? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Wayne Newton. Now, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure to be here, and, you know, we're going to do a lot of songs, old ones, new ones, and we're here to entertain you, to make you happy, so just enjoy yourself, and live your God and bless.
Pass me down that bottle of rum. Step on that shit on a kettle drum. The moon is shining like a cat in the shine. Rolling and tumbling in a goose-fat sky.
Not alone, my
son of a bitch.
We had a request here tonight to do an impersonation of a rock and roll singer. Elvis who? Oh, no, I'll tell you, this is an impersonation of a rock and roll singer impersonating Elvis, is what this really is.
Well, since my baby left me.
Yeah, this show ain't no good.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Johnny Cash. You're going to put me away, man. I know this is a matter of time. I keep a close watch on this mouth of mine. I keep my right eye on my open mind. Look at the end of the house, more than the side of mine. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine. I walk the line. That's it, man. That's all we know out of this house.
A live concert, to me, is exciting because of all the electricity that's generated in the crowd and on stage.
How do you pace yourself?
Sir?
How do you pace yourself?
Physically, vocally, or...
So you are up when you need to be up?
I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. I practice if I'm working or not.
Touché.
Let's just say that fame was like a drug. But what was even more like a drug was drugs.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. Play hit me, playing in, plus tags. You read your lines so cleverly, and never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words, seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange, and why I never know. Why I ever did it. Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. I know. And you won't come back to me. What the heck with you? Is your heart still pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You ever switch from liquor to dope by any chance? Have you...
What do you think I am, dumb?
Time to go to work, baby. Let's do it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joe Cosby. Elvis closed last night. I'm a little lighter skinned than you thought I was. And I don't have a natural light like I do on my TV show, you know. Me and old Harold. I mean, not Harold. What's his name? Albert. Fat Albert. Hey, look. Somebody gave me this thing. Yeah, it really is. Somebody gave it to me. I just got an 8-degree black belt in karate. After 16 years of doing this art every day, for 16 years, I was awarded the 8-degree, which carries, let's see, 8-degree. There's only 10 degrees of black. So the 8-degree I just got this week, the 9th degree, carries senior master yard. Next one. And the 10th, the senior grand master yard. So that's where I'm going to strive to go to, which takes quite a while, isn't it?
Between your legs. Apart with sweet memory.
sweet memory. I'm holding hands and red bouquets, and twilight's trimmed in speckled haze, and purple eyes and frightened ways, and scared gnomes and twinkle toes with me. Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories, just like wine. Quiet thoughts come floating down and settle softly to the ground, like gold of autumn leaves around my feet. Oh, oh. I touch them and they burst apart. Sweet memories. Sweet memories. I'm holding hands and red bouquets, and twilight's trimmed in purple haze, laughing eyes and simple ways, and quiet nights and gentle days. Pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine. Memories, sweet memories. Sweet memory.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like you to meet
this friend of mine. His name is John Brady. He was head of the narco squad in Los Angeles for 26 years. And on the 166th page, he's got about three pages about me and my ex-wife or so, and about our friendship, and about that maternity suit. It turned to be a complete conspiracy and a hoax, man. And I just, no way. I had a picture made with that chick, and it's all. I mean, she got pregnant with a camera, a Polaroid or something. Anyway, it's all in this book. It's more... been watching Polaroid cameras, water. But you know what she did? When she goofed up, she named the night. And the night that she named, my wife was in... No, my wife was with me in the audience. And that's the night she said, ain't no way I'm going to fool around with her out there. You kidding me? So anyway, let me tell you something. If you like things like the French Connection, the Chinese Connection, the British Connection, the knee connection to the jump bone, if you like that type of stuff, buy this book. It's called O'Grady. It'll be in print, friend John. September 27th. It will fascinate you. It's about 26 years of a hardline policeman working in the narco squad out of Hollywood. So you can imagine what it's like. John just came back from New York. We had a meeting of this. I have been a member of this organization for 5 years. The International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association, in recognition of the outstanding loyalty and contribution to the support of narcotic law enforcement, this award of special honor is bestowed upon Elvis Presley in testimony. Thumbs up. Lifetime member, International Narcotics Enforcement Officers Association. So I just got that. So, I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. You don't read them because they're all junk. And, no, I don't mean to put anybody's job down.
I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up.
Yeah, wheel it back up here, baby. Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. But you don't even think I mean a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to steal your ass away. Oh, man.
God, you weren't kidding.
What kind of drug and how much?
In my case, they make it up.
For many years, rumors have persisted.
Not anymore.
Well, I hear rumors flying around. I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music.
What? Everybody.
You wouldn't believe the goddamn pharmacy bills.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day, when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Filled with pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, God. Oh, man, I think. No calls to doctor. Oh. Sing it, baby. Shall I?
dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you.
When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sicker than one. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform.
Hi, everybody. Now, if something should go wrong, let's not get the law involved. One hand washes the other. That reminds me.
Somehow, he became addicted to painkillers.
Everybody's entitled to one stupid-ass mistake. In three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employee, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day. It was all across this town. We strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody, my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots! Thank you very much. Anyway, how many of you people saw the movie Blue Hawaii? Probably the most requested song. Let me get out of this mood. Probably the most requested song in the movie was the Hawaiian wedding song. So let me do that.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing.
Blah, 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 blah.
Soon we'll be ringing. This is the moment, love, sweet hello. I will love you long and forever.
That's beautiful, I think.
Promise me that you.
I take this and I'm strung out. Honey, you don't mind if I use it to show it, do you? Thank you, darling.
Promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you long and forever. Now that we are one, clouds won't hide the sun. Blue skies, a Hawaii smile. On this our wedding day, I do love you, with all my heart.
But I won't go.
cleared, everyone in their seats before we start the second half. I'd like to remind you once again that there is no taping of the show permitted.
Are you out of your mind?
It's too late.
You know, there are a lot of things that haven't been really talked about that I think need to be brought out.
Elvis still have a weight.
My big mouth, huh?
Well, I don't mind it.
Look at that tab.
Feed me quickly, free me fast. Food is what I need. Mayonnaise, big old bacon fat, and a hit of speed. Feed me Percodan. Don't you see? I need my doctor now. Prescription pills work best for me. Oh, Sam, I'm starting to come down. Give me that rifle.
So I just try to stay in shape all the time.
Come on! Are you out of your mind?
Shut up!
Mrs. Marion Cox, a nurse, cared for Elvis Presley when he was treated over the years at Baptist Memorial Hospital in Memphis.
Elvis was not afraid of dying. He was a deeply religious person, and he read a lot of up on astrology.
Like a big ass screaming eagle out there, man.
When this man is here, it's...
That's so. Well, that's all you know about him. The man's a fiend. An absolute bore. You wouldn't believe the things he did to me.
What?
Well, he...
Elvis, this is not just an overweight thing. This is an illness, and it's very obvious.
Oh, shit, man.
Swollen.
Cut it out.
No, puffy.
Cut it right out.
Absolutely ash white.
That is damaging to my doctor.
Cancer-like condition.
You can't use those words. Now put it right across your big mouth. Huh?
You could see it around the face and around the neck.
I will pull your goddamn tongue out of the roots!
Oh, Elvis.
He had said to me...
Look, my maternity suit, junk.
But...
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Everybody's entitled to one stupid-ass mistake.
I'm feeling terribly dizzy.
I got the camera. Look. Look.
I looked at his hands.
My relationship with you. Look.
Oh, I'm ruined!
I'm watching Polaroid cameras, water.
It was terribly hot.
Yeah, it is.
That was a devastating blow.
Now put an X rating right across your big ass on this family.
As I say, I was terribly upset by that. That was the last time I saw him. I think he's not happy. He didn't show that outright. But you could see that that was not there anymore.
When he dies, when this man is not here, I dreaded that day so much.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
He was not there to die. I did it my regrets.
I've had a few.
Thank you very much.
Holy smokes!
Whoa!
Stoned again!
This is always happening to me.
We've got a problem.
Something's wrong.
Mr. Presley's personal physician, Dr. Nicopoulos, was the one that called for the ambulance.
Hi, everybody. Let's not get the law involved.
Damn. This boy's heavy. I think he had one too many peanut butter and fried banana sandwiches.
Elvis has left the building.
Mr. Presley's personal physician, Dr. Nicopoulos, was the one that was with him when the ambulance arrived, and he is the doctor that pronounced him dead at Baptist Hospital.
Elvis has left the building.
Well, about 8:30 that morning, I was ready to leave my office and my telephone line, and this very soft voice said, "Miss Cock, would you come out here today and stay with me till plane time?" And this is something I frequently did. If he was going out of town, I went out and sat with him in time for him to go to the airport. And I heard the operator, Paige Harvey-ton, and she just kept on and on and on paging Harvey-ton. And the Harvey team really responds very quickly, but they continue paging until they get the word to stop. And all I could think of was, oh God, whoever this is for, please let them get there in time.
Elvis has left the building.
I heard the paging, and I was being paged for a stat call. And stat means emergency. And all I could think of was, you know, who's paging me stat? And when I responded to the page, they said the Harvey team is on Elvis. So I immediately hung up and went to the emergency room. And when I got there, Charlie Hodge was standing outside the door.
Elvis has left the building.
And Charlie Hodge said, "It just really looks bad. Not good." When I went in and saw this boy and the work that they were doing to him, oh God. And I just said, "Please stop," because, you know, this boy is gone. But it was very evident from his appearance that he had been dead some time. And I would venture a guess that Elvis had probably died within the hour after he had spoken to the victim. But they were supposed to take Elvis home about noon, and I wanted to be there when I went in and saw Elvis. I thought, oh my, this is just a ball. So Charlie walked out, and all I could think of was, oh God, and I flipped his hair over again.
Elvis has left the building.
Tonight in Memphis, Elvis died, and a generation of people cared.
pandemonium has broken out here on Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis. Thousands of fans from all over the country are converging on Graceland, trying to get in to view the body of the king of rock and roll.
Why go to all this trouble?
Because we love Elvis. We still do.
You're not going to get in, you.
Doesn't make any difference. I just can't believe he's dead. It's terrible.
Surrender. Love me tender, my wooden heart just fell apart in pieces. I'm all she got, this rock and roll thing just has to stop. Rock a hold of baby, I don't mean maybe. The crowd is cheering as the end is nearing. Try to fight it, but don't deny it. As chaos hits, the king calls quits.
Tonight, Elvis Presley is dead at 42.
Doctors announced him dead at Baptist Hospital.
Tonight on Radio Luxembourg, we have to inform the world Elvis Presley no longer exists on our planet.
Presley's show business friends are mourning tonight. Sammy Davis Jr. was asked how the performer would rate on a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, he's got
to
be 11, babe. He's the one, the only, the original. Everybody else is an imitator.
Presley was suffering from respiratory distress.
He has been hospitalized recently for several conditions, including...
Hello?
I might have known.
The apparent cause, according to his personal physician, Dr. George Nikopoulos, is a heart attack. The singer's father, Vernon Presley, has requested that an autopsy be performed.
Now, let's have no more curiosity about this bizarre cover-up.
Elvis has left the building.
Say it one more time. As much as it hurts, Elvis Presley died today.
Elvis Presley died in his South Memphis mansion.
Memphis, Tennessee is in mourning.
The mayor has ordered all flags in the city to be flown at half staff.
Thousands of fans are reported gathered around this palatial mansion.
Priscilla and I sat at the dining room table and just watched the people coming and going. And you just cannot believe.
My baby's gone, you know. My baby's gone.
He was not a healthy man. Perhaps in his background there were a lot of cousins who married cousins. I mean, who knows?
I was in such a state of shock. I felt like I was totally detached from all that was going on and that I was sitting off somewhere watching a science fiction movie. He would go upstairs to bed and I was going to wake up in the morning and they was going to say, cut.
Elvis has left the building.
We went to the funeral. The services were in the house. He was laid out of the house.
People just would come up and they would look at him and leave, and others brought little children. And they were saying, I want you to see the king, I want you to see the king.
This is our only king.
You be quiet!
Little cat! How can you look me in the eye and lie like that?
I thought, oh my, no, this is not the king. This is just a ball.
I have absolutely no recollection of it at all. Just standing there. It was terribly hot, and people were feeling dizzy. And that's about it. I just can't remember it.
Elvis has left the building.
It was August 16th, 1977, and I, like most of the world, had heard that Elvis Presley had died.
And suddenly things turned ugly.
You know as well as I do what the obvious question is.
The question that the world is asking right now.
Let's say it together.
Why?
Why did God let this happen?
If you have to ask that, then you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, see?
God makes those decisions.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, maybe.
The f*** are you talking about?
Elvis Presley was a Christian.
No way.
Oh, my God.
You were just kidding, right?
Abandon all hope, you who enter here. And God. And God holds the keys to heaven.
You don't really believe that, do you?
Elvis Presley is in heaven.
Damn.
Eyes a kite, everybody.
Drugs again. I might have known.
Yeah.
No one would be stupid enough to believe that.
There's a lady who sure all the glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stars are all closed, with her word she can get what she came for. Oh, 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 and she's buying a stairway to heaven. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. In a tree by the brook, There's a songbird who sings, sometimes all of our faults are misgiven. I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking. Oh, 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 it makes me wonder. And it's whispered that soon, if we all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason. And the new day will dawn for those who stand so long, and the forest will echo with laughter. Oh, 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 yeah, oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah. In your head, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Oh, oh, yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. Oh, yeah. Oh, and it makes me wonder. Oh, 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 baby, it makes me wonder. Your head is humming and it won't go. In case you don't know, the pipe is calling you to join him. Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? Did you know the stairway lies on the whispering wind? Oh yeah, baby, makes me wonder, makes me wonder. Oh yeah. regret. Oh, baby, makes me wonder. Oh, yeah. That's the way right down the road. Oh, I should have told her that I'll show. Yeah, well, what's a lady we all know? Who shines a white light, wants to show how everything still turns to gold. And if you listen very hard, June will come to you at length. Oh, yeah. When we are all one, one is all. Yeah. For you, I'm not too old. Oh, oh, oh. Take it. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, baby. What it makes me wonder. And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
That's our business.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
Heaven, that's where Elvis Presley is now.
Yeah, that's what you think.
The melon field was all lit up for night picking, for harvest with little lights that looked like a lone semaphore from far away. Elvis walked through the field cursing his broken truck. He was still dead and he had a body full of new tattoos. He drove a truck now and was searching for the ghost of his dead twin, Jesse. He figured Jesse's ghost had to be somewhere between Tupelo and Memphis. And he would search every shadow in every bus. He would search the cab of every Peterbilt truck and the ice shadow of every moon. And if it felt like rain, he would search the pines and the cottonwoods, the culverts and under bridges. Elvis looked down at the red mud around his feet. It was as red and warm as the blood of the soldiers and slaves that died here. Mud for growing and dying for. The bloody cradle and mother of the South. Elvis touched the inky flags on his chest. He still had yellow welts around the stripes and the stars were still bright white. He rubbed his nipples, still sore from the needles. He stared off at the DeSoto Bridge, the 2 miles of steel girders and loops that link Memphis to Arkansas like mother and child. He would not go near Memphis, not even to peek into the window of the hideaway or Sun Records, not even to rub his hand on the stone of his mother's grave, not even to see his Cadillacs, airplanes, or his old Les Paul. He wanted only to find Jesse's ghost and to reach out across the whistling miles and graves between them. Elvis felt the wind and fireflies waft through him. He heard the far-off music of crickets and toads, greyhounds and combine tractors, of crop dusters and burning leaves, dragonflies and swaying signs he heard long ago choruses, from slave ships and gospels singing their way onto the field on wavy grain stalks. He felt Jesse in the moaning night's chill, his other half close as skin and common as dirt. Elvis stuck the end of a weed in his mouth and squinted his eyes, reading the melon field, searching its darknesses for the shadow he'd waited his whole life and death for. The ghost of a slave found him and took his hand. In it he pushed a cotton spur and closed Elvis's fist until the spur drew blood. The blood flowed out, slow and sickly, yellow and thick. The ghost squeezed and the poison blood was gone.
It was
was all very queer.
Everybody's entitled to one stupid-ass mistake.
But queer things were yet to come.
You want karma, Elvis?
Bigfoot?
Oh, yes.
Look! It comes! Give it up for Mr. Kevin Kleins!
We do party at county jail. And as well.
Asking where I've been, what's going on, Mama? You can't see the tears are green. A kiss from the king, baby. You can go wrong. How you doing, Mama?
Little Louie on the strong bone.
Too many peanut butter and fried banana sandwiches.
But had Elvis left the building forever?
After writing several articles on Elvis for the newspaper, I decided to write a novel. It was called Orion. It's a fictional story of a superstar who hoaxes his own death. I wanted to try to capture the soul or the essence of someone like Elvis Presley. This is Orion.
Now this song is not what you may think it is, but it's the way I feel inside. I've never seen so many imitators come to life since the day Elvis Presley died. I personally think they've done him wrong, and that's the reason why. When they ask me what I think, I give them this reply. Well, I'm not trying to be just like Elvis.
Yes, sure.
There was absolutely no question about that.
I'm doing my best to make it all my own.
Oh, yeah, right. Whatever you say, pal.
Cause he didn't have to fake a style just to make it to the top.
You don't see the point.
He just kept his faith in Jesus.
Wackadoo.
This man is obviously a psychotic.
Well, they travel around the country dressed in studded white. Scars of silk they give away. I just don't think it's right. They claim it's just a tribute as they wear their phony smiles. But what have they accomplished? Because it's Elvis that draws a crowd.
What?
Yes, and I'm not trying to be just like Elvis.
Make me laugh, you know that?
Yes, I'm doing my best just to make it on my own.
I can't imagine what goes to that sick, twisted mind of yours.
Cause he didn't have to fake a style just to
sometimes I actually think you believe you're the king himself, you know that?
He just kept his faith in Jesus.
What is it with those sideburns anyway? And I glued mine on for the job.
Phew, it's an actual lifestyle.
Well, I know one had admired him anymore.
I'm serious, man.
But living off of what he did, I just don't agree.
It's freaking sad, man.
And if he were in my place and his death were yet to be,
nobody messes with the king, you know that?
Would he be singing my songs and imitating me?
Shut the hell up.
I say I'm not sorry.
Baby, I'm dead. Don't believe the magazines in the store. Get it through your head. No more.
The king has vacated his throne. Now I am exactly where I want to be. Why won't you leave me alone? Maybe I'm through. So man, just go pick on someone else instead. Now I'm asking you to just let me be dead. Believe me, folks, I'm dead, really. You think if I was alive, I'd let them do that stupid TV series about me? You think if I was alive, the person I'd contact would be Gail Brewer Giorgio? Jesus, man, who the hell is Gail Brewer Giorgio? And another thing, John Lennon wants to know why nobody thinks he's still alive. And Buddy Holly, too. Baby, I'm dead. Don't believe the magazines in the store. Folks, man, just let me be dead and leave me alone. Why don't you go looking for Babe Ruth? Maybe he's alive. Hell, Nat King Cole just made a song. Maybe he's still alive. Look for him. Just let me go, man. I'm dead.
The ghost washed Elvis with his spit and tears. He handed Elvis an infant. Elvis looked at Jesse, the memory of his kindest mirror. He sat in the melon field with Jesse cradled in his arms and told him everything. The honky-tonks, the cars, the women, the painkillers, the Cadillacs, the midnights, the movies, the hotels, the gold and the heartbreak. Elvis told Jesse of their mother and the quilt she made, the red patches, the silver trim, the blue patches and the cross stitches, and the pieces of yarn, too short to save and too beautiful to throw away.
Get in the car, Jesse.
No way!
Oh, shit, man. Blue snot on.
I am Cornelio. I need picata for my bunghole.
How do we know that?
How many times have I heard that before?
But I mean it this time.
I'm sorry.
Oh, there you have it, Seekers. Slouching toward Graceland, just in time to celebrate the birthday of that inbred, lip-curling bastard son of the South, Elvis Aaron Presley. Oh, yes, there were some non-Elvis chokes in there, like the Kronos Quartet early on and Crown of Thorns, of that wonderful song gnawing on the bones of Elvis. Oh, and that Johnny Cash and Elvis crossover impersonation thing, that really happened. And if you ask me, it was Elvis who emerged the winner, but oh, man. We had a messy clot of real Elvis melting down on stage in the most spectacular fashion. Oh, yes, that was pure, deep, big E-vegging out there. Oh, but that Amy Winehouse cover rehab, while it was totally appropriate, that wasn't Elvis, that was Lord Russ. And then that endless techno edit I did, I used a Dutch techno band called The Castle. That's why they were saying Elvis has left the building. Oh, and that Stairway to Heaven, that was by a guy who goes by Creagent. Creagent. He's on YouTube, and oh my god, he does the most incredible Elvis covers, like Pink Floyd songs and 80s TV themes. And after Stairway to Heaven was the evocative song Memphis Ghost by David Jay. I Don't Want to Be Just Like Elvis was sung by Orion, also known as Jimmy Ellis. And yes, he was not Elvis. Not by a long shot. Oh, and that song, Baby I'm Dead. Rumor has it that was done by a guy named Mike Toomey. And it was the perfect song to end our undead meanderings. And this smoking version of Viva Las Vegas, that's by Johnny Ramone. And now, Seekers, I am gonna go to sleep. Good night.
Thank you very much.